So it's Phoenix FM. We're here on Saturday at the Latitude Festival, and we're talking the Clean Break Theatre Company. Now, Clean Break Theatre Company has been going since the late 70s?
That's right, 1979. So we're nearly 40 years in existence. Yeah.
And you are, and your involvement in the theatre company is more recent, yeah?
That's right. My name is Roisin McBrin, and I run what we call the artistic programme, which is one of five arms of the company. And I started with Clean Break last September. So the play that we're producing, one of the two that I'm directing at Latitude, called Joanne, by five different writers that we've commissioned, is my first production for Clean Break.
Right, so you've got Joanne going on tomorrow, Sunday, and you've also got Sweatbox going on as well.
So Sweatbox, yeah, we've been busy this year. And Sweatbox is a new play by a writer called Chloe Moss, who has had a brilliant relationship with the company and has written some seminal plays for Clean Break and for British Theatre, in fact. And that takes place in a circo van. It's probably the wrong word. A prison van.
We'll make sure we put pictures up on the Phoenix FM website. So if anyone wants to see what it's like both inside and out, I'll be able to take a few photos.
Well, that would be brilliant, yeah. Because it's the van itself is almost like another character in the piece. It wasn't my idea, so I'm able to say I think it was a really, really brilliant idea. Because I don't think anybody has never thought about, goodness, that van that just passed by or that you see passing frequently, and that experience. And, you know, the fact is that a lot of people have never been inside one of those vans, and there are areas of transition, of great tension, of moment of huge stress and upset for women. And more importantly, it's a whole insight that we're trying to offer, which is central to what Clean Break does, is try to expand and open up the experience of women in relation to crime and punishment for the general public. And by that, hopefully provoke and expose them to another side and elements of it that they may not have known before. And yeah, the most important and burning issues for the women that we work with at Clean Break.
And that's the purpose of Clean Break. That's why Clean Break was set up, and how it was set up as well, wasn't it?
Yes, central to the company's ethos is that drama and theatre as a tool is obviously a very vital form of art, but a tool for change, and specifically with Clean Break, for women offenders and ex-offenders. So when the company was set up in 1979, it was set up by two women in prison in Askham Grange in Yorkshire. And once they left prison, they expanded the work that they had been doing, partly because they had become really great at it and were loving it, but also because they saw the impact it was having on their friends, their colleagues, and they believed also that these stories that weren't actually being told in the right manner through the press or at all, and that's a really central part of what we do to this day.
And with social media and your own web platforms and everything, the word can get out there in a way it never could have done in the late 70s.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, social media has had such a positive impact on theatre and theatre audiences, and we use it to maximum effect at Clean Break, and really believe in how vital it is in terms of spreading our word, but also audience is so central to what we do. So the more audiences we can get through whatever avenue, and the more people who can come and see our work and be inspired by the bigger picture of what we do, the better.
And with a festival audience, as we've got in the background as well, a choir, they will be going from one thing to another. Would never have intended to come along to the prison van, never have intended any of that, but come away with a completely different viewpoint.
Yeah, that's the hope. A different viewpoint, a different experience. You know, also massively important is that they'll come away with an element of inspiration and entertainment and change. So as well as Sweatbox, we have Joanne, which is a play. Well, it's five plays, really, written by Chino Odimba, Teresa Ikoko, Ursula Rani Sarma, Deborah Bruce, and Laura Lomas. So it's a one-woman show, but there's a lot more than one woman involved in it. The brilliant Tanya Moody is performing the piece, and that's happening at the Little House at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And hopefully, as another offering for Latitude audiences, we can expand that Clean Break experience as well, and hopefully inspire more people in general, but specifically about the very difficult and extreme circumstances that some of the women we work with at Clean Break are experiencing.
And that means for yourself personally and for Clean Break Productions, you don't leave here and put your feet up. It's continual, and you've got projects that you're looking through for the next year or two, I suppose.
Yeah, there's as I said, that the artistic programme is one of five wings or avenues of the organisation. And the one that is, if you like, most tangible and present is the education programme. So were you to come and visit us at our beautiful home in North London, you would be coming into a large and beautifully resourced education centre where 200 women come through every year, predominantly ex-offenders and women at risk of offending, so women who have had difficulty with addiction or mental health problems. And that is the cornerstone of our work. And it's a wonderful place, a place of great hope and of laughter and of change and progression.
And I mean, if anyone wants to find out more where you are and everything else is, I mean, I presume Googling it's one way, but you're on Twitter, you're all over the internet.
We absolutely are. Our website is cleanbreak.org.uk, and we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we want to talk to anybody who wants to talk to us. Come and say hello. But really, the best way to interact with Clean Break is to come and see our work.
Look, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. And enjoy your weekend. Try and take in some of the acts that are around as well.
Oh, we will. It's amazing. It's absolutely great here. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.